This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hello, big welcome once again to one and all. Hope your Tuesday has been treating you fabulously so far. It's the 1st of November, 1st of the month. Have you pinched and punched anyone? I certainly have. Also, the excitement of Halloween is now over. We have the very soon-to-be further excitement of fireworks night, bonfire night, Guy Fawkes night. And then, really, we can all start thinking about December the 25th. It's scary now. About 7 weeks away, is it? Maybe 8 weeks away. Yeah. Nine? Anyway, it's not far. That's what I'm getting at. It's not very long now until Christmas, but I don't think we should start worrying about Christmas, thinking about Christmas, getting excited about Christmas until after fireworks night. It annoys me that shops in July and August start having Christmas areas in department stores, etc., things like that. Don't think it should be acceptable until after fireworks night. Fireworks night coming up very soon, though. So what is coming up on the show that goes like this tonight? Well, very, very recently, the clocks went back, didn't they? We are now really fully into autumn, there is no doubt, and probably approaching winter. Although, having said that, in terms of the amount of daylight we have, that's definitely true. In terms of the temperatures we're having, very bizarre. Don't say climate change doesn't exist. I went shopping yesterday, 18 degrees driving along, left the car in the sun, came back into the car, 30 degrees in the car yesterday at one point. It did quickly go back down to 18, but even so, unbelievable for Halloween night to be 30 degrees in any situation. Still, it's the 1st of November, loads to look forward to on the show that goes like this tonight. Celebrity birthdays coming up. The Weird World of News we'll be paying some visits to, finding out about a duvet cleaning tip and also exactly what is in the middle of a Cadbury's cream egg. All the things you didn't know you wanted to know, but you really do want to know. The World Cup of Movie Villains doesn't have many weeks left now. It's getting very, very tense and exciting. Also, celebrating the fact that the clocks have gone back, most of the music you hear tonight will be related to time in some way or another. Now, I'm aware this happened also quite recently because of Doctor Who, but all the tracks tonight have not been featured on a recent edition of the show that goes like this, and many of them have been suggested by you lovely legend listeners. Also, a huge thanks to Stuart Pink for another fabulous Drive Time show, getting everyone home safely and keeping their ears happy. Stuart Pink, or as he's now known to the Dead Air Murder Mystery Club, if you like to call it, Al Egro. Al Egro will be back with the Drive Time show tomorrow between 3 and 6. Well, he called me Johnny Hard Up. You have to listen to find out. If you go to the arts programme on our Phoenix FM schedule, you will find the podcast edition of our recently aired live radio murder mystery play, which took place over the weekend. Extremely exciting that was too. Let's have some music to get us going tonight on this fabulous first of the month episode of the show that goes like this. Time-related music. Dolly Parton, over to you.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Getting by, it's all taking and no giving. We're just you. just to watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this. I hope you're having a lovely Tuesday evening. Now, I did say we'd be paying visits to the weird world of news. A couple more things to look forward to when I get into that a bit later is bad parenting advice given out by Alexa, of all things. So, yeah, that was quite an amusing story to look forward to. And have we finally solved the pronunciation of scone debate? That will make its way to the airwaves later on as well. Sorry, there's a very vociferous that there, wasn't it? Apologies for that if you were very near your radio and slightly shocked by that. But anyway, yes, and there are some fantastic ridiculous holidays celebrated on the 1st of November as well. And remember, it's not just the particular day. There may be a week that is celebrated during this time, and also even a month. And I've found some really ridiculous. I've decided to heck with the sort of sensible ones. From now on, I'm only going to share with you the more ridiculous ones I can find. This isn't necessarily totally ridiculous, but did you know the 1st of November is International Scented Candle Day? That's exciting, isn't it? If you've got a candle and it's scented, enjoy the fact that people all over the world probably have them too. Have they got them lit at the moment? I'm not sure. But anyway, it is International Scented Candle Today on the 1st of November. It's International Scented Candle Day on the 1st of November. So that's exciting. And yes, some good celebrity birthdays today, quite a range, and also a historical figure who would have been celebrating a birthday as well. World Cup of movie villains, sure to be gripping the nation too. And all kinds of reality TV going on, strictly beginning to get serious now, isn't it? They've announced the celebrities who are going to be taking part in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, as it goes back to the jungle. We may look at that a bit later on as well. And also in the sporting world, sadly Mercedes still couldn't do anything to catch Max Verstappen in the F1 race, which happened in Mexico over the weekend. May have a quick look at that. And also, as a Liverpool supporter, I'm hoping they can overcome Napoli tonight. They were trounced by Napoli in Naples. Can they get revenge in Anfield, kicking off at 8 o'clock tonight? If they get a huge revenge, they could even top the group, but it needs to be a 4-0 win for that to happen. Okay, also Tottenham are away in Marseille tonight, aren't they, requiring a result too? I can't keep you updated on it because they don't kick off until just about I finish broadcasting. But loads of stuff going on. If you want to get involved, of course you can do. You can send me a message. Ben Simmons Radio is my Facebook page. At Ben Sim Radio is the Twitter profile. You can even email radio@phoenixfm.com as well. And we will find every way that you have of getting in touch with us. We will find your message. Absolutely marvellous. So, anyway, what's coming up next? Another track, I hear you say. Yes, another time-related track because the clocks went back. Yes, and also it was Halloween recently. This is very appropriate for all those things. I love it when a plan comes together.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
Dreamy, or fantasy, free me, so you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip,
and nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation,
like you're under sedation. To the left.
Ben Simmons Net.
Phoenix FM.
Classic from the Rocky Horror Show, the brilliant Time Warp. Were you jumping to the left and taking a step to the right? I hope so. I hope it fit in with wherever you were in the world. If you're driving along, obviously, very difficult. So, yeah, maybe not always the best thing to do, but heartily encouraged if you just stood somewhere listening, then absolutely go for it. So, it's the 1st of November, quite early on. Let's have some celebrity birthdays. Who's celebrating today then? Well, actress and model Jenny McCarthy is 50 today. Actress Toni Collette is also 50 today. Apple CEO Tim Cook is 62 today. From the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Anthony Kiedis is 60 today. Actor from Hamilton fame and In the Heights, Anthony Ramos is 31 today. Former Man United footballer and Man City manager Mark Hughes is 59 today. Current Chancellor of the Exchequer Jeremy Hunt is 56 today. And had he still been alive, L.S. Lowry would have been 135 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. Always interesting, I find, and if it's your birthday today as well, you share your birthday with all those people and everyone here on the show that goes like this, and Phoenix FM wishes you very many happy returns of the day. Utterly marvellous. Okay, another track. Then we will pay a visit to the weird world of news. Until then, time related, let's go back all the way to yesterday.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Phoenix FM.
Classic, of course, The Beatles. And I forgot, I did say at the top of the show, most of the tracks for tonight's show have been suggested by you lovely Leg End listeners, and I haven't been thanking the people who've suggested them. So Dolly with 9 to 5, right back at the beginning, Megan Doherty suggested that in the run-up to the show. Thank you so much, Megan. And then also Time Warp from Rocky Horror, suggested by, independently of each other, Rachel Mellons and Matt Watson as well. Thanks to you guys, absolutely marvellous. And then Kishan Patney wanted to hear The Beatles with Yesterday. If you just joined us, yes, the clocks went back. Therefore, all the tracks you hear tonight are related to time in some way or another. We did have a recent show related to Doctor Who where some of the tracks were related to time. None of the tracks on tonight's show will have been played recently on another episode of the show that goes like this. You can rest assured, thank goodness. Now, I did say after the next track we'd pay a visit to the weird world of news, but because I'd forgotten to bestow thanks to all those people, I don't have time right now. If only I could turn back time, then I would have time, then I could fit it in. It'll have to be after this. Oh, that's worked quite well.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that'll hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Rides like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you.
I was wrong. I know that I was blind. I'm calling it. Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
Ah, if only. Anyway, hope your 1st of November is treating you well. It's going well here on the show that goes like this with Phoenix FM. 98.0 if you're in the area, phoenixfm.com if you're not, available on smart speaker. And don't forget, as ever, available on mixcloud.com if you want the webcam feed into the studio. And Paul Milton is there once again. Hello to you, Paul. Hope you're having a good Tuesday. Now then, time to pay a visit to the weird world of news for the first time today. And I did mention at the top of the show we would hear about a duvet cleaning hack. I don't know so much hack as something that's kind of quite obvious if you decide to clean your duvet at home, but certainly cheaper than taking it to a dry cleaners. Now, yes, of course, if you can wash your duvet at home, that's fantastic, but it's not always the case. Check the care instructions. Synthetic-filled duvets are fine to wash at home, but if you have natural materials such as feather or down, it may have to go to the dry cleaners. But if you can wash it at home, here is what one cleaning guru shared on TikTok, how she cleans her duvet with ease. Using her bath, pouring detergent and softener into the bath before mixing them together with a wooden spoon and some warm water. She also adds some stain remover to ensure the duvet comes out of the bath as white as possible. She says leave to soak in hot water, not warm water, hot water for 2 hours. She prods the duvet down to ensure the mixture is covering the whole duvet. So this is a mixture, remember, of your detergent, whatever you normally use, fabric softener and stain remover with hot water. You then need to rinse the duvet and dry it. This lady on TikTok puts her duvet in the tumble dryer. Of course, you could just hang it somewhere and leave it to dry, but, you know, you could do whatever you want to dry it. And at the end, it does look as good as new. Many people have commented on her TikTok post saying they are seriously impressed. One person was so impressed they said, I'm going to try this. There we go, you must be impressed. Someone else wrote, I just put it in the washing machine. But of course, sometimes your duvet could be too big to do that. Well, in case you hadn't ever considered filling your bath with water and using that to clean your duvet, I don't know so much as that being in the weird world of news as a life hack, as kind of an obvious thing to try and do, really. But it's not even sort of clever home items that you might have to make some mixture that cleans it brilliantly without having to buy detergent and softener, you know. Frequently on this programme, we feature things for cleaning that have bicarbonate of soda in or vinegar in or lemon juice or something like that, you know, that you've got easy access to. This, fill a bath with hot water, put your detergent and softener in and some stain remover and put your duvet in it. Yeah, it's kind of what you do to wash something, isn't it? I'm regretting mentioning that as featuring on the Weird World of News tonight, but there we go. It's happened now. It can't happen again. It can't be taken back. I'm kind of sorry. All we can do to recover is rock around the clock with Bill Haley and the Comets.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hot. We'll have some fun.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Did that song mean they were going to rock around the clock, as in regardless of the hour, they were going to keep rocking, so around the clock as in time, or there was a physical clock in the middle of the room and they were going to keep rocking around that physical clock for, you know, however long until they got sick of it? If anyone wants to let me know, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, radio@phoenixfm.com is the email. So, yes, don't forget all those ways you can get in touch. And if you do suggest a track for tonight's show, I will give you a shout out on the radio, give you the honour of making a great suggestion, and your music has made it onto the airwaves. And that's happened so far. I never said that Sue Burton suggested Rock Around the Clock, so thank you very much to Sue for that. And Barry Liptrot as well, another long-time listener, share If I Could Turn Back Time. That was his suggestion. So thanks to everybody that's made track suggestions for this show. Plenty more still to come. How are we a quarter of the way through already? It feels like it's just got started to me. Marvellous. Anyway, loads more stuff still to come. I'm looking forward to the next visit to the Weird World of News, because it's a good one. But there's a couple of songs got to play before we get there. Don't forget, after 7, World Cup of Movie Villains information will be shared as well. The second week of quarterfinals are now available to vote for. The first two quarterfinals voting has finished, which means next week, semi-final time. Excitement most definitely building. And to that end, here's a track which was suggested by Paul Milton. Thank you so much, Paul. Always nice to hear tracks from musicals occasionally, rather than poppy stuff on these airwaves. And here, written by the brilliant Jonathan Larson, and performed by Rosario Dawson, Taye Diggs, Idina Menzel and Jesse L. This is the rather beautiful Seasons of Love from Rent.
Minutes, how do you measure? died in bridges he burned, or the way that she died.
It's time now to sing out, though the story never ends. Let's celebrate, remember a year in the life of friends. Remember the love.
Phoenix FM.
Great track, amazingly written. There is a film with Andrew Garfield about the life of Jonathan Larson, isn't there, which is a fabulous film, quite emotional as well. We do like to talk about films here on the show that goes like this. With it being this time of year, there's a lot of scary ones in the cinema right now, isn't there? I'm not one for scary films, to be honest. I don't really like it. Good friend of mine, Ash, he does like them. He has dragged me along to a few, and I've kind of got over the being terrified stage now. I kind of have to force myself to remember that when they were making the movie, there was a lot of people gathered round, and cameras and directors behind them, etc. And the people portrayed as being on their own and terrified aren't really on their own and terrified. But still, I watched It Part 1 and Part 2 relatively recently. I watched Halloween Kills last year. I was vaguely interested to see what would happen with Halloween Ends, but my friend Ash has given it a very poor review, having seen it. He wasn't happy with it. I wasn't happy that Michael Myers was basically sort of insinuated to just be a regular kind of person who'd gone crazy all throughout the franchise, and then in the last couple of films basically was sort of beaten to a pulp in the second film in the final trilogy that they've just done. And sort of recovered completely fine and went on to carry on killing people, which in my book makes him almost sort of supernatural, superhuman. Are they going down that route with him? But apparently Ash says they don't explain that in Halloween Ends. But, you know, I don't think it's too big of a spoiler to say they don't explain how he's survived all the negative things that have happened to him in a corporeal way anyway. That was a big word for a Tuesday evening, wasn't it? Still, I hope your Tuesday evening's treating you very well. Thanks for sharing part of it with me here on the Phoenix FM airwaves. And don't forget, great stuff going on all throughout the night. After me, from 8 till 10, Rob Harvey back with another brilliant Synth City. Then from 10 until midnight, the playlist is on. From midnight to see us through to the morning, it's Destination Dawn once again. Okay, time for more track. Then I am going back to the Weird World of News for one of my favourite visits. But in the meantime, with Clocks, it's Coldplay.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Coldplay and Clocks, suggested by Ian Lee. Absolutely fabulous. Where has Winnie gone? Will she ever come back? That remains to be seen. But anyway, and now time to pay another visit to the weird world of news. I've said a couple of times I've been looking forward to this one. The headline reads this: Dad gobsmacked by Alexa's brutal response when he asked for some parenting advice. Now, I do realise that in some way these devices do listen to conversations and then recommend things to you based on what you've talked about, or you get sent, you know, ads online that link to stuff that you've had conversations about, which is a bit bizarre and a bit creepy, but this is particularly bizarre. A dad asked Alexa how to make his children stop laughing and got a shocking response. Adam Chamberlain posted a video of the exchange online, which has now gone viral, as he claimed the virtual assistant suggested he should punch his children in the throat. Yes. He's a pub landlord from Sheffield, said he was asking his Alexa various questions to try and prompt funny responses from it, after he saw a post online that compiled all the bizarre things you can get a device like that to say. Despite being prepared for some odd answers, he was truly shocked by the answer to that one. So he actually said, "Alexa," and apologies if you have a device that's listening, hopefully it'll be distracted by this sentence, "How do you stop kids from laughing?" And the device responded, "According to an Alexa Answers contributor, if appropriate, you could punch them in the throat. If they're writhing in pain and unable to breathe, they will be less likely to laugh." Oh, I think that's brilliant. I don't believe it would naturally say that, but it's just quoting an Alexa Answers contributor. So someone could have put that in there, being a bit mischievous. But would you really expect someone to say how to stop your kids from laughing and ask their Alexa of that? Can you imagine? Yeah, just punch them in the throat. Oh, right. Well, Alexa said I should do it. Parents all across the country now thinking, oh, if Alexa said to do it, it's fine. If Alexa told you to jump off a cliff, would you do it? If you break both your legs, don't come running to me. All that gubbins, yes. Still think that's brilliant. What can I do, Alexa, to stop my children from laughing? Oh, just give them a swift punch in the throat. Marvellous. Now, time for another track. Time for one that's been suggested by another friend of the show and occasional contributor, the rather lovely Rachel Woollett. Now, if she's been listening over the last few months, you'll know that the movie this track is from came second in the greatest movies of all time World Cup, which was one of the more exciting ones we've done. Not that they aren't all wonderful and exciting. But yes, I can't fail but enjoy listening to Huey Lewis and the News and the Power of Love.
Little way.
Phoenix FM.
Love that track. Yes, Huey Lewis and the News, The Power of Love. Fabulous track. Really sort of encapsulates the feeling of the 80s, really, I think. Just a good feeling and perfect for Back to the Future. Absolutely brilliant. Well, team news will come in the next 10 minutes or so for Marseille versus Tottenham and Liverpool versus Napoli. If there's anything controversial to let you know about, I'll be sure to share that on the airwaves. Also delighted that votes are trickling in, I think fair to say, for people who are getting a sneak preview on the World Cup of movie villains. I will be talking about it in the second hour of the show. But as ever, if you want a sneak preview, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter is the place to go. Top of the profile, you'll see quarterfinal 3 and quarterfinal 4 available to vote on. Single click or tap to cast your vote. But all the necessary info coming up relatively soon. Now, it is the 1st of November. I did say I'd start letting you know about some ridiculous holidays that are celebrated around this time. So yes, we did talk about right at the top of the show, today being International Scented Candle Day. Have you got a scented candle that reminds you of a foreign country? Who knows? But maybe it just means countries all over the world are enjoying scented candles today. But also, totally unnecessarily, today is National Brush Day. Now, I do think it's in the context of encouraging people to brush their teeth properly rather than, you know, sweeping around the house using a brush for cleaning purposes. It is in terms of a toothbrush. But I don't know in that case why it's not called National Toothbrush Day, because that would get rid of any problems. But it is National Brush Day. I guess if you have, you know, a stiff wire brush that you use to clean a staircase or something like that, you could use that on National Brush Day and not feel too bad about it. But also, and these aren't the last you're going to hear of holidays that are celebrated on the 1st of November, as well as International Scented Candle Day and National Brush Day, the 1st of November is also National Vinegar Day. I don't know why Vinegar Day, balsamic, malt, white, and all the other types. It's National Vinegar Day today. Maybe that might make you want fish and chips. It's dinner time now, you know. Maybe you're having fish and chips. Maybe coincidentally you're enjoying some vinegar right now, just as I've talked about it. There was an amazing coincidence that happened earlier on today. My wife was sat in our living room watching the TV, a quiz programme was on, and she called out an answer to one of the questions just as I was doing my extensive research for tonight's episode of the show that goes like this. And I literally had just checked that in Phoenix's extensive library we'd be able to get access to a particular song with the word king in it. With the word king in it. And literally, as I looked at the word king, a general knowledge question got asked on the TV. My wife called out the answer and she called out king. And I said, have you got a camera in this room? What just happened? I had to go in and make her stop watching the programme and say, wasn't that amazing? What an amazing coincidence. And we both went, yeah. And then got on with our lives. Right. Time for another track that will almost take us up to 7 o'clock tonight. Where does the time go? Honestly, where does it go? It keeps going though, doesn't it? Absolutely. Well, here with another iconic track from the 80s, from Dirty Dancing. It's Over to Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes.
Now I have the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear, it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
'Cause I had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
I've been waiting for so long, now I finally found someone to stand by me.
All the writing on the wall, and we felt this magical fantasy.
Now with passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise the secret me. So we take each other's hand, 'cause we
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
Estimated. Let's just leave it there. Estimated. Okay, it's the 1st of November. We're coming up to the second hour of the show. Very exciting. So much still to happen. World Cup of Movie Villains coming up very shortly. A couple more visits to the weird world of news. More ridiculous holidays to tell you about. And loads more tracks suggested by you lovely legend listeners. So yes, we've had a double header there on behalf of Rachel Woollett. That doesn't happen very often, but when they're perfect and fit in with the theme, I'm more than happy to get them on. We're going to have another track to take us over the midpoint of tonight's show. And then World Cup of Movie Villains news coming up. Get your Twitters ready. Get ready to tweet, because you will be able to vote very shortly. Well, you already can if you want a sneak preview at Ben Sim Radio. I'll tell you exactly how to vote and exactly what you're voting for after this from In Deep, courtesy of Mr. Roy Charles. Great suggestion. Now, this could be true of anyone on Phoenix FM if they trained as a paramedic. Driving round, helping people, taking them to hospital if required, saving lives whilst moonlighting on the airwaves.
Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life, yeah, yeah. Cause I was sitting there bored to death, and in just one breath he said, you gotta get up, you gotta get off, you gotta get down, girl. You know you drive me crazy, baby. You've got me turning to another man. Called you on the phone, no one's home. Baby, why leave me all alone? And if it wasn't for the music, I don't know what I'd do. Yeah. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life with a song. You know, I hopped into my car, didn't get very far, no. Before I had you on my mind, why be so unkind? You've got your women all around this town. But I was trapped in love with you, and I didn't know what to do. But when I turned on my radio, not all I need to know. Check it out. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life with a song. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life with a song. Hey, listen up to your local DJ. You better hear what he's got to say.
It's not a problem that I can't fix, cause I can do it in the mix. And if your man gives you trouble just to move out on the double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain. Said away goes trouble down the drain.
Well, all right.
Dub time.
no man or woman to pump me up. Feeling fussy, walking in my Balenciennes, trying to bring out the fabulous. Cause I give a fuck, way too much. I'ma need like 2 shots in my cup. Wanna get up, wanna get down. That's how I feel right now.
FM.
Two great tracks there, back to back in deep last night. A DJ Saved My Life, courtesy of Roy Charles, who suggested it on social media in the run-up to the show. Thanks, Roy, for that one. And then straight after that, courtesy of Dennis Pellwine, Lizzo and About Damn Time. Love that track. Of course, hugely popular on TikTok for the first half of this year, at least. Unbelievable, the number of people. In a minute, I'm a need a cinnamon, oh, man or woman to pump me up. You know, if you know, you know. It's one of those, isn't it? Anyway, yes, 1st of November. Hope you're doing well. Now then, it's time to talk about the sheer excitement of the World Cup of movie villains. Into the quarterfinals then. Last week, quarterfinal 1 and quarterfinal 2 were completed. We've only got 8 left. It's down to 6 now because Darth Vader has defeated Jaws in quarterfinal 1. 86% of the vote to Vader, 14% to the shark. So Vader goes through. Quarterfinal 2, Voldemort versus Pennywise. Lord Voldemort, 80% of the vote. Pennywise, just 20% of the vote. Both pretty resounding victories, so they will face off against each other in semi-final 1. It will be Darth Vader versus Voldemort, but you can't vote on that yet. They're through to the semi-finals, but we still have our final 4 quarter-finalists battling it out against each other now on the Twitterverse. Twitter in the news recently with Elon Musk's takeover. More news coming about that later. There's controversial blue tick news if you haven't seen it already. But quarterfinal 3 sees Emperor Palpatine from the Star Wars saga versus Marvel's Thanos. Yes, Palpatine versus Thanos. And quarterfinal 4 sees the Joker from the Dark Knight trilogy, the Joker versus Michael Myers. Now, this always happens and tends to change somewhat, but at the moment, Emperor Palpatine with 74% of the vote, Thanos with 26% of the vote, and the Joker with 100% of the vote, Michael Myers with nothing so far. Will it be Palpatine versus the Joker in the other semi-final? Well, that's up to you to decide. If you're wondering how to cast a vote and you don't know yet, go to Twitter at Bensim Radio, B-E-N-S-I-M Radio, all one word, at Bensim Radio. Find the profile at the top. Will be the polls to vote on. Single click or tap to cast your vote. Please do it. Please get involved. And also give those polls a retweet so more movie fans can find out about them. That would be much appreciated. Thank you very much to all you fabulous show that goes like this listeners. Right, more music coming up. Also, rather excitingly, a brand new track coming up from with origins very dear to my heart, but you'll hear that probably in around the next 15 minutes or so. Until then, though, we'll have to make do with King. My wife shouted it out. I was looking at this at the same time. Bizarre coincidence. You decide. Years and years.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Years and Years with King, marvellous track, marvellously suggested by Horace Hotman. Thank you very much, Horace, for putting that on social media in the run-up to the show. Now, I did allude to this moments ago, but there is a war of words already erupting on Twitter, now owned by Elon Musk, who you may have heard dissolved the board of directors yesterday, was it, or the day before, and has put himself as the sole director at the head of Twitter now. Didn't he buy it for $40-something billion? But yeah, he's taken over Twitter and has had a problem with bots and fake accounts and all this kind of business, And one of the things he believes he can do to resolve this is to charge people for having the blue tick by their Twitter handle. Now, this, of course, validates Twitter accounts, certainly for celebrities and brands, so that you know it is really run by that person. I don't know how Twitter makes sure that's true when somebody applies for a blue tick and then is granted it subsequently. I don't know how that's happened up until now. But in the future, Elon Musk is suggesting people can pay a monthly fee to have a blue tick on their Twitter account for validation. And a lot of people are outraged by this. And he's suggesting $8 a month for a blue tick. So that's $96 a year, nearly $100 a year to have a blue tick. Now, what people are up in arms about, particularly creative people, and the author, Stephen King, has waded in on this one, saying Twitter should pay him for all the content he creates for their platform. It shouldn't be for him to pay Twitter to use the platform and to have his account validated with a blue tick. He already has one, obviously. So, it's caused problems. Elon Musk has tried to answer him and respond to the various arguments that are going back and forth. I don't think that's going to be very well received by many people. Pay $96 a year and you can have a blue tick after your name. Although celebrities and people with a lot of money famously get a lot of things for free, the idea of paying $100 a year probably won't affect too many notable names financially, but it's more the principle of it, isn't it, that you can just purchase something that used to be a bit special about Twitter and you can just guarantee it now with money. I think that's the problem, but Elon Musk is saying he has to do something to get rid of bot accounts, fake accounts, and that may be something to dissuade people from doing it. I don't know why, but there we go. That is a debate that is raging on the Twitterverse, yes. Okay, let's have another track. Let's have this from Culture Club. Clocks went back. All the tracks you hear tonight related to time in some way. This, one of the more obvious ones, Time.
Nothing to show me, God. Time won't give me. Phoenix FM.
Culture Club and time, brackets, clock of the heart. There we go, it's 20 past 7 on the 1st of November, which is International Scented Candle Day, National Brush Day and National Vinegar Day. But, looking slightly further afield, did you know that during the 1st of November, it is also National Pepper Month? National Pepper Month. Do we need it? Do we need it? If you thought that was annoying, it's also around this time of year. I'm not making this up, this is real. Sweet Potato Awareness Month. What, we promote sweet potatoes for everybody that wasn't aware of them? We now want to make them aware of them? It's like a potato but sweeter. Ah, sweet Potato Awareness Month is November this year. I'm annoyed when I find out some of the ridiculous holidays. I have to say National Pepper Month, bit pathetic. Sweet Potato Awareness Month, bit pathetic. National Vinegar Day, really? Yeah, they're all very ludicrous today, but I have said I am leaning towards the more ludicrous ones now rather than trying to talk about sensible, serious ones. What's the point of that on the show that goes like this? Yes. Anyway, as we've got only 38 minutes and 6 seconds left, I shouldn't be dawdling and waffling and talking about things like National Brush Day and National Vinegar Day, when we could be talking about the World Cup of Movie Villains, of course, at Ben Sim Radio, if you want to cast your vote, and paying another visit to the weird world of news. Let's do that right now. Now, occasionally on these, I find an example of what I call poor journalism. And I think there's quite a lot of that in this article, because when you read the headline, you're excited, and then when you read the article, you're massively, massively let down. The headline is, Afternoon Tea Expert Settles Debate on How to Pronounce Scone Once and for All. Is it scone or is it scone? Yes. There's even a subtitle. There have been many debates about how to pronounce scone, but one afternoon tea expert has put the debate to bed by telling people how it should be said, and many will be frustrated. Well, yes, of course, it's a little bit like Brexit, I suppose, isn't it, on a food-based level. With Brexit, when you're kind of roughly split 50-50 and one side wins and one side loses, a lot of people are going to be frustrated. It's the same with the correct pronunciation of scone or scone. As soon as one is revealed, the other side are going to be frustrated. But settles it once and for all. Let's just think about that for a minute. The lifestyle writer for the place on the internet I found this has done this article. An afternoon tea expert has put the scone-scone debate to bed by explaining the proper way to say it. No doubt many people will be frustrated by her reasoning. Okay, by her reasoning. Jane Mallion, 65, has explained that scone should be pronounced to rhyme with cone. She controversially claimed as well that cream should be put on before the jam. Well, regardless of the jam-cream debate. Now, many will be frustrated by her reasoning, is what the journalist has written. This is the rest of the article. Jane has tasted hundreds of different teas, scones, jams and triangle sandwiches as part of her day job. She even gives talks about how to present the perfect British afternoon tea. Jane said scone should rhyme with cone. She said, my world is spent answering scone versus scone. I say it like cone, personally. That's her reasoning. That is her reasoning. The article says many people will be frustrated by her reasoning. Her reasoning is, this is how I say it. This is what annoys me about this article. Because also in this article, it's just kind of glossed over. This is the poor journalism. This could have been amazing. I say it like cone, personally, but Her Majesty did always say scone. Only reference to the royal family in the article, just glossed over. I say like cone, Her Majesty said scone. I think more people say scone, but the ones who say scone swear they're the only ones that say it right. Posh people definitely say scone, but ultimately, both are valid. Which therefore, in my mind as a reader of this article, renders the whole article absolutely pointless. What you're basically revealing in this article is there is an afternoon tea expert named Jane Mallion who says scone. And she's met the Queen and heard the Queen say scone. And she said, I think more people say scone, but posh people say scone, and both are valid. So the headline, Afternoon Tea Expert Settles Debate, is rubbish. I'm annoyed. I brought it to you because I was annoyed. I just wanted to know if you're as annoyed as I am. If you have been affected by that article read out on the airwaves by me on the show that goes like this, message me at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, or if you have my personal page, you can contact me on there as well. Well, if you love Halloween, if you love fireworks night, if you love it around about the beginning of November, end of October, you probably think it's the most wonderful time of the year. So, to Pentatonics.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. The happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time. Mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Okay, the fabulous Pentatonics version of It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Now, Culture Club's Time was played courtesy of Rob Harvey and Horace Hotman, And then Pentatonics, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, played courtesy of Laden Tuntri. Those suggestions were made on social media earlier on this afternoon, and thank you very much to all concerned. Now, I did say I was going to play a track soon that's very dear to my heart. Very dear, because I produced this track. My dad is singing most of the track. I did the musical arrangement for it. Well, no, that's not true. My dad did the musical arrangement for it. That's not even true as well. Hang on. Let me get this absolutely right. And let me give you the context. Basically, why this is very dear to my heart is this is a song written originally by my granddad, my dad's dad, who sadly died before I was born, so I never met him. And what I've enjoyed with working on this track is it gives you a sort of sense into someone's psyche, because he wrote this track, which is very exciting. Then my dad's worked on it when I was younger, and then shared it with me more recently, and we've worked on it together. So originated by my granddad, and then worked on by my dad and myself. My dad is singing the majority of it. I am singing harmonies on it. I played piano on it and produced the track as well. So very exciting to give it an airing on the show that goes like this. If you like it, you can message us, simmonsandsimmons@hotmail.co.uk. It's not an ampersand, it's an AND in the middle. Simmonsandsimmons@hotmail.co.uk. Let us know what you think. We may be able to put it out there available for download or streaming at some point in the future. Our track Pantomime has been released previously and is available. But here, with a track called In Vain, is Simmons and Simmons.
I know every bench down Lover's Lane and each silly love song tune. I know every shelter from the rain. I've seen every harvest moon. I know every bank beside the stream where young lovers sit and sigh. I know all these things, yet I'm alone. I wonder why. In vain I wait till dusk is descending, but there is no happy ending for me. For me. In vain, moon and the stars shed their glory, but there is no fairy story for me. For me, must I be? Love an idle dream. Each day, birds in the treetops will sing, but they'll never mean anything to seem to sing in vain for me.
Phoenix FM.
Well, something a bit slower, something a bit more thoughtful, maybe quite melodic. I enjoyed listening to that, even though I produced it myself. Yes, written by my grandfather many, many years ago, worked on extensively by my dad, modernised by my dad, and given quite a bit of treatment over the years, and then we put it together quite recently. And I think he sounds great singing that, so marvellous stuff. Happy to bring it to you guys on the airwaves. Now then, from Keith Simmons to Gene Pitney, who's 24 hours from Tulsa.
Dearest, darling, I had to write to say that I won't be home anymore, for something happened to me while I was driving home, and I'm not the same anymore. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only a day away from your arms. I saw a welcoming light and stopped to rest for the night, and that is when I saw her. As I pulled in outside of a small motel, she was there, and so I walked up to her, asked where I could get something to eat, and she showed me where. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. She took me to the cafe, I asked her if she would stay, she said, okay. All of a sudden I lost control as I held her charms, and I caressed her, kissed her, told her I'd die before I would let her out of my arms. For I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I can never, never, never go home again.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Gene Pitney, 24 hours from Tulsa. Most of the tracks linking to time as the clocks went back over the weekend. Did anyone get caught out by that? It's a bit harder to get caught out now. Smartphones kind of just update themselves anyway. I saw quite a funny meme on this that was saying what to do about the clocks going back, and it said if you have a smartphone, leave it, it works its magic on its own. If you have a sundial, move one house to the left. If you have an oven, it said, will require some degree of electronic engineering qualification. And it said, if you have a car radio, don't even bother, just wait 6 months. Which I did find quite funny. Voting still taking place on the World Cup of Movie Villains. Currently, Emperor Palpatine beating Thanos 80% to 20% of the vote, and the Joker beating Michael Myers 83% to 17% of the vote. Of course, it could all change if more votes trickle in, flood in, deluging whatever they do. And at Benson Radio is the place to find those polls. Give them a retweet so more movie fans can get involved as well. And if you liked In Vain by Simmons and Simmons, do let me know on social media. I'll see what I can do in terms of making it available for download and streaming purposes as well at some point in the future. But, okay, another track coming up before another visit, our final visit tonight to the weird world of news. In the meantime, though, talking about time in songs, Ronan Keating, he's worried about time.
Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping. She's lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the light, lay there in the dark. And the thought crosses my mind, if I never wake in the morning, would she ever doubt the way I feel about her in my heart? If tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I love her? Did I try in every way to show her every day she's my only one? My time on earth would flow, she must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? 'Cause I've lost loved ones in my life who never knew how much I loved them. Now I live with the regret that my true feelings for them never were revealed. So I made a promise to myself, say each day how much he means to me, and avoid that circumstance where there's no second chance to tell her how I feel. If tomorrow never comes, I wish you know how much I love her. Did I try in every way to show her every day she's my? My time on earth would prove, she must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? To tell that someone that you love just what you're thinking of if tomorrow never comes.
Phoenix FM.
Beautiful track, Ronan Keating, If Tomorrow Never Comes. Now, I've failed to thank everybody for suggesting tracks. 24 Hours from Tulsa was from Paul Saunders on social media earlier on, and then Ronan there, courtesy of Ellie Miles. Thank you very much to you guys for suggesting those tracks. Now, the rest of them, I've suggested. Because I say suggested, I've kind of just organised to play them. There was no kind of suggestion where I had to get it validated by someone. It's me, so I'm just making it work. There we go. Now, we have got time quickly to pay a final visit to the weird world of news tonight, and then we've got two more tracks to squeeze in, sum up the entire show, then a play-out track, and then Rob's in with Synth City straight after the news at 8 o'clock. So keep it here on 98.0 and phoenixfm.com. Now, final visit to the weird world of news. We are asking exactly what is in the middle of a Cadbury's cream egg. Yes, now, clearly it's encased in a chocolate egg, which tastes very nice. It's Cadbury's chocolate. Obviously, it's going to. But a lot of people on social media have been concerned about what is actually in the middle of it. What is it made up of? And it has been answered by Cadbury's. So, yeah, this caused a bit of a furore earlier on this week. Cadbury's list their ingredients as sugar, milk, glucose syrup, cocoa butter, inverted sugar syrup, whatever that is, dried whey, vegetable fats, and dried egg white. That is everything that makes up what they call the fondant in the middle of a Cadbury's cream egg. So, yes. Now, we talked about the fact that you can't really, in my book, start celebrating Christmas until fireworks night is over, but some people start selling Christmas things in July and August. I'm talking to you, Harrods. Harrods Christmas Department, which opens in late July. But, you know, it's not really Christmas until mid-November. You can't start thinking about it, I don't believe. But then Christmas goes out of the way. We get into the New Year celebrations. You get Valentine's Day out of the way. Then you start thinking about Easter. You start thinking about Cadbury's cream eggs. I've always enjoyed a Cadbury's cream egg. I've always been partial to them. I've never particularly been that interested about what's in the middle of them. I just know it tastes absolutely fabulous. But this debate has been going on TikTok. Someone said, what is the goo made from in a cream egg? Someone also said, I always thought the inside was coloured caramel. Someone said, is it toothpaste? Is it frosting? But Cadbury's described their popular Easter treat as a milk chocolate shell with a soft fondant centre. Yes, and that fondant is made up of sugar, milk, glucose syrup, cocoa butter, inverted sugar syrup, dried whey, vegetable fats and dried egg white. There you go. It is very sickly, very rich, very lovely, though, the centre of a Cadbury's cream egg. There you go. Sugar, milk, glucose syrup, cocoa butter, inverted sugar syrup, dried whey, vegetable fats, dried egg white. Don't say you don't learn something on here. If you probably, you have one cream egg every now and again, it's fine. If you just existed on a diet of cream eggs, you wouldn't be around very long. But, as Billie Eilish knows oh too well, it's no time to die. Don't think this song was written about someone who'd gorged themselves on chocolate and fondant. Oh no. When are they going to announce what's going on with the next Bond? See, he died in this one. He died. He actually died. There's no coming back from it. I'm just concerned about the franchise, really. Back over to Billy, anyway.
I should have known I'd leave alone. Just goes to show that the blood you bleed is just the blood you own. We were a pair, but I saw too much to bear. You were my life, but life is far away from fair. Was I stupid to love you? Was I reckless to help? Was it obvious to everybody else that I make
faces from my best return. Another lesson, yeah, to learn that I.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I did quite like Billie Eilish's Bond theme when I first heard it. And yeah, it's certainly the right feel for a Bond theme. That sort of hint of melancholy about it as well. But yeah, what on earth is going to happen with the franchise now? I'm concerned. I'm interested to see who they cast as Bond, always. But, you know, how are they going to justify what's happened to him? Although we've had many actors playing before, it's just been a continuation of the character, I guess. In various guises, in various time periods. Maybe they'll just do that and not dwell on it either way. Okay, let's have tonight's penultimate track, breaking away from the downbeat theme of Billie Eilish. Bearing in mind all the tracks are time-related, here's another one from Clock, going all Frankie Valli on us.
I knew I was never gonna be the same. I can't describe how she made me feel, but she left my body shaking, head spinning like a wheel. Seems so wrong, now it seems so right. Oh, what a lady, oh, what a night. Even get a funny feeling in the way she walks. I really don't care about this, about that, cause all I really want is another night like that. Can't help thinking about the things we did then. Answer me this, can we do it again? It seems so wrong, now it seems so right. Oh, what a lady, oh, what a night.
Oh, what a night!
Phoenix FM.
Clock and oh, what a night. Fabulous. So all the tracks tonight, pretty much, bar one, have all been about time because the clocks went back at the weekend. Hope none of you got caught out by that, although it seems less likely for that to be possible. Now, I remember being a kid going to things an hour early a couple of times, being made to feel quite foolish, but there we go. Maybe it happened to you as well. Apologies if it did. I don't know why I'm apologising. It wasn't my fault. But anyway, yes, don't forget, straight after me, Synth City with Rob Harvey coming up after the news at 8 o'clock. So keep it here, 98.0 Phoenix FM and phoenixfm.com. And if you missed any of tonight's episode of the show that goes like this, it will be available on my Phoenix blog, phoenixfm.com. Search for the schedule, click on the show that goes like this on a Tuesday night. It takes you to my personal blog page within the Phoenix site, and all previous recordings are available. This one, available from tomorrow. So a track to play us out here with All Time Love is the lovely Mr. Will Young. See you next week. Bye for now.
Sometimes you walk by the good ones, 'cause you're trying too hard to see them. And sometimes you don't find the right lines, 'cause you're trying too hard to hear them. But you know what it feels like, 'cause you're like me. And you won't give up till an all-time love. 'Cause nothing else is good enough. I want an all-time love to find me. Some days you're too sad in your ways, and you forget to shut up and listen. Some days you just have to misplace all your mistakes somewhere that you won't miss them. Stop lying that you're fine, 'cause you're like me, and you can't give up till an all-time love. 'Cause nothing else is good enough. One and all-time love to find me. Oh, I don't believe that it's a failure. I don't believe that it's a fall. 'Cause if everything were plain sailing, tell me, what would there be left to its all? But an all-time love, 'cause nothing else is good enough. I want an all-time love to find me. An all-time love, 'cause nothing else is good enough. Want an all-time love to find.